This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. It is time for the Capricorn FM adventure. The motoring experience, that is. And happy Friday, man. It's that time again, right? So, what's so exciting about this is that GWM has introduced the all-new GWM Tank 300 to the South African market right now. This hybrid electric vehicle is poised to make waves in its competitive pricing, luxurious cabin, and a slick design. Now, journalist Prashewin Naidu had the chance, you know, to take it on a long-distance drive to Durban and will share his insights, a motoring tip, and, of course, his hot gem of the week. Good afternoon, Prashewin. How are you doing? Welcome back.
Good afternoon, King Bash. Thank you so much for having me. I'm good in yourself.
I'm good. I see that, you know what, you went on a long drive. Now, firstly, we must have, you know, you must have felt like a celebrity being the only one driving the GWM Tank 300 down to Durban. Was it a head-turner in that regard?
It was, King Bash. I got a lot of looks on me and people wondering, what is this new Jeep like Hummer car? And I must admit, design-wise, it looked impressive in the metal and I really liked it. This is a comical-looking car. Mm. I like they took a bit of elements from the Jeep Wrangler, perhaps, or even a Hummer. That's what I was getting the vibe for with that car. Lovely round LED headlights and gorgeous 18-inch wheels. And this car, interestingly enough, there is a hybrid version and also non-hybrid versions, still capable with some off-roading systems. And, you know, it looked quite good. Thumbs up for the looks, though.
Interesting, man. And how was the performance on the Tank 300? Did it sip on the fuel since it was, you know, a hybrid?
You know, King Bash, it was not really, it was a bit thirsty, it was chugging a lot of fuel. I achieved 12.1 kilometers on the drive down to Durban. My brother, Breno Knight, who is also a journalist, drove the BMW 520D. I was quite envious because he achieved 4 liters per 100 kilometers on that car. So as you can imagine, my wallet was not so happy paid for the car. But power-wise, the car was beautiful, man. It had a 2-liter turbocharged petrol engine pushing out 258 kilowatts and 650 newton meters of torque. If you're not a petrol head, you'll understand that basically it's quite quick and punchy and has enough gumption to move when you need to overtake. Very smooth drive all in all, and of course it's meant for the beaten off track, both on the ladder frame chassis. It has a lot of prowess off-road and also has some class to it, so I quite liked it, King Bash.
Amazing, amazing. And I mean, since you know what, you compared it with, you know, your Jeeps in terms of, you know, the body and your Hummer, who do you think would buy this? Does this SUV, you know, have what it takes to rock the SA market?
I think, you know, time will tell, you know, because GWM, they're quite new. It's quite, a lot of people are gravitating towards the Havals, which, you know, obviously is a subsidiary of GWM, but I think it's a bit too early for the Tank to tell, you know, and I think, you know, who is it meant for? I think someone who loves the off, it's perhaps for the off-roading enthusiasts, or someone who just wants to look fashionable and cruise around in the city or for the urban commutes. But I think for now, I think one of the problems with it would be the parts supply. You know, if you bought one now, you would struggle with the parts and distribution. But I think the plans for the company, GWM, next year, they do plan to launch more products. I think they might be even a Tank 500 or a Tank 700 too.
Interesting. I mean, I'm more interested about the price. So let's speak a bit about that. What is the price and anything from, you know, the tech lad and cabin that caught your eye?
All right. So pricing is not too shabby. I think we've gotten desensitized to pricing these days, and it starts from 729,000 rand, and the top spec model we drove, the hybrid one, was priced at about 851,000 rand. So yeah, it's not cheap, close to a million rand, but inside I did like the cabin, very plush cabin with a bit of retro designing and some, you know, modern elements, a lovely 12.3 inch displays, very good ambient lighting, solid bolts, panoramic sunroof, a nice sound system, and just more advanced safety systems. I even might go far to say that, you know, perhaps it's near to Mercedes-Benz perfection, but I think it still has a long way to go.
Yeah, let's not take it that far, Prashewin, please.
Let's not take it too far.
And I mean, let's speak a bit about the rivals, you know. But who are the rivals? Who can the rivals be? Or who are the rivals, you know, for the GWM Tank 300?
I think King Bash definitely has the Ford Everest in its sights, the Isuzu MU-X, and the Toyota Fortuner. I think, you know, the skeptical thing about our market is we're a bit skeptical about the new brand in this country. So I think it's going to take some time for us to get accustomed to it.
All right. Let's close it off, Prashurman. What is our motoring tip of the week and our hot jam?
All right. So a relative of mine, an aunt, recently got into a bit of a crash, and the gentleman ran a red light and knocked into them. He was driving an Evolve. She was in the Ford Everest, and she had the children with her. And, you know, obviously I went to the scene, and, of course, my jaw dropped because I saw the ambulance and I saw everything. I immediately, my heart sank to my stomach. I went inside, and thank God they were okay. You know, just minor injuries. They walked away with minor injuries. And I just wanted to say, you know, be aware, guys. You know, safety-wise, please, just don't chance it. Especially when it's peak traffic hours, just please, you don't want to avoid the fatalities and just the unnecessary things that come with that. And of course, I'm going to end off with King Kunta by Kendrick Lamar.
Prashurman, thank you so much for coming through, you know, joining us on this beautiful Friday afternoon. Do have yourself a great weekend ahead.
Thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one, of course, and listeners.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.